Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
On this show, we have been pushing and pushing and pushing for the Democratic Party in America to have a spine and use real leverage. Well, today, Democrats are unifying around one message: get ICE out of Minneapolis, get accountability for Renee Nicole Good and for Alex Pretty, and stop the funding of more ICE operations. And Democrats are signaling something new. Finally, they are willing to use real leverage to get this done. They are willing to block the appropriations bill that is up for a vote on January 31st because it has increased funding for the DHS and for ICE. This would not cause an entire government shutdown like we saw a few months ago. This would only cause a partial government shutdown, but it is metaphorically twisting the arm of this administration to get something that every single American should want. And listen, we've been asking for this for so long. On this show, we always talk about how the Democratic Party is obviously 100,000 times better than the modern Republican Party, which is only a few degrees away from being a full-blown fascistic regime. It essentially is, save a few guardrails that are still in place, like the Eastern District of Virginia, which has blocked multiple of Donald Trump's cases. So there are guardrails. But the point that I'm trying to make is, even though the Republican Party is awful, we have been asking for so long for the Democratic Party to grow a spine, to at least use the leverage they have to stop letting the Republicans walk all over us. Well, now, Senate Democrats are coming out in a unified way to say they will not vote to fund ICE without sweeping reforms. And this is a threat that really, truly matters because it puts the government, it puts the Trump administration on the edge. And it puts us on the edge of a partial shutdown that will hit immigration enforcement directly. Donald Trump is currently panicking this morning, and let's start with the post that he sent moments ago. His fix for the problem is to send none other than Tom Homan into Minnesota. So while Senate Democrats are deciding whether they're going to shut the government down, whether they're going to even fund the government, Donald Trump's response is this, quote, "I am sending Tom Homan to Minnesota tonight. He has not been involved in that area, but knows and likes many of the people there. Tom is tough, but fair, and will report directly to me. Separately, a major investigation is going on with respect to the massive $20 billion plus welfare fraud that has taken place in Minnesota, and at least is partially responsible for the violent organized protests." Of course, he's twisting reality. The fraud investigation is fine. I mean, this has already been investigated and prosecuted years ago. The investigation is one thing. The surging of federal troops and the murder of multiple U.S. citizens is why people are mad. Jake Sherman points out down here, as the Senate begins to consider how it may fund the government this week, the president is sending Tom Homan to Minnesota, something that will not give any comfort to Senate Democrats. He then adds, "The thing for the White House to know here is that Senate Democrats are going to want and insist on significant policy changes on how the Trump administration conducts interior enforcement. Whether it's Tom Homan or Kristi Noem that gets impeached and removed, whether they're in Minneapolis or whether they're in Washington, it doesn't matter. We want accountability for these actions. The odds of a government shutdown on poly market has spiked from a 15% chance up to a 78% chance as Democratic representatives and senators are coming out in a unified manner. And here are the asks. You can't just have leverage and not have actual on-the-ground demands, and we have that covered. Congressman Greg Kassar says, "Senate Democrats say they won't vote for ICE funding without reforms. Good. Now we must negotiate hard. At least five demands must be non-negotiable before the bill comes to the House. We are going to continue to double down and push for this." If you appreciate the news that we bring, by the way, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. And here are the five demands. Number one, ICE and the Customs and Border Patrol must leave Minneapolis and stop terrorizing American cities. That is common sense, yes. Two, we get a full independent investigation into the killings, both of the killings that have happened. And let's add the killing that happened in Texas a few weeks back as well, when someone was strangled to death in an El Paso detention center. Three, no more detaining and deporting U.S. citizens. That shouldn't even be, that should be baked into it. That shouldn't even have to be said. But of course, under this administration, it has to be said. Number four, the masks come off. Number five, the mass arrest quotas and warrantless arrests end. I personally think these are some pretty good leverage points. I mean, of course, we want to abolish ICE entirely and reform it into something better, but we don't really fully trust the Trump administration to reform this into a better entity or bring accountability. They'd make it worse. So we have to likely wait for that. But for now, we do have leverage. And we got news from inside a private Senate Democrat meeting that happened last night. The Democratic meeting had one. Chuck Schumer saying he has the votes to block the DHS funding bill. The Democratic meeting had number two, them saying they're going to ask for real investigations into the murders, including an end to impeding the state and local investigations. They have been spiking the state and local investigations into these murders. That's the reason why protests have been growing larger and larger. This was Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday while they were being snowed out and people still showed up. This is genuinely a pretty stunning turnout for the weather that we see. We see another picture where the turnout just goes all the way down the street yesterday on Sunday while large portions of America are being iced out, and that's because people are angry. The Trump administration is trying to subvert any sort of responsibility by covering this up, but they are lying to our eyes and the American people are mad. I've seen a lot of my apolitical friends from high school who are usually just posting like selfies and photos of them and their significant other. They've been posting things on Instagram and Facebook about ICE, saying get ICE out of Minneapolis. They don't even live in Minneapolis. They just want ICE to go back to wherever the hell they came from. And that's why the Democrats stepping up at this moment is so damn important. You know, norms in a democracy, the unspoken norms that have saved us in this democracy, can't be only upheld by Democrats. Democrats need to use the leverage they have. Norms in a democracy work like consent. You can't have meaningful consent between two different parties when only one side is engaging in consent. That is not a consensual relationship. In the same way that you can't have a meaningful democratic society with meaningful norms when only one party, the Democrats, are engaging in the norms. So I'm not saying the Democrats should go full-blown fascist like Trump has. Of course not. But what I am saying is that Democrats need to be willing to go as low as Republicans are in order to gain leverage. Leverage is very, very important in this situation. And what's on the line right now are U.S. lives, U.S. citizens' lives. This specific appropriations bill will increase funding to ICE and the Customs Border Patrol operations. It'll make it easier for them to travel. It'll expand their enforcement operations, and they'll have more discretionary money to spend on discretionary activities. So Democrats finally understand something. This is the pressure point. They need to stand up now or never, quite literally now or never. So as Senate Democrats continue to plot this strategy to stop the DHS, to block Kristi Noem and potentially impeach Kristi Noem, we will continue to protest and make sure our voices are heard. So I just want to wrap this up where we began. Donald Trump's solution to the tensions in Minneapolis is to send none other than Tom Homan, the big ogre troll. Mr. Neuberger points out, someone in the White House actually brainstormed that sending Tom Homan to Minneapolis would somehow represent a fair, respected observer that could calm down tensions there. The guy is just a bloated Stephen Miller with about a foot on Greg Bovino and Kash Patel, and he's honestly dumber than all of them. He's dumber than Stephen Miller. He's obviously not going to have a fair assessment, and this will likely only inflame tensions. What are you going to send Jeffrey Epstein's corpse there as well, Donald Trump? Like, who? What other awful human being are you going to send to Minneapolis to reportedly calm down the tensions? I'm going to leave it there. Let's continue to resist against this regime. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.